Praise be Jesus and Mary. On this Sunday, during the octave of Christmas, we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family. And this is most appropriate because our Lord Jesus was born into this world as a member of a family in the context of family life. Today's feast offers us an opportunity to reflect upon family life according to God's plan and its special importance in the life of the church today. Christmas is the celebration of the single most important event in all of human history, the incarnation and birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God becoming man. He could have come into this world in so many different ways. Numerous or infinite, you could say, were the options to the divine mind of how to enter into this world of ours. He could have just appeared on the scene out of nowhere. He could have appeared gloriously and majestic, floating on the clouds, and making his appearance in that way. So many other ways, but he chose only one way to be a member of a human family. Christ wanted to be like us in all things except sin. And so he willed to be born into this world as we ourselves were, born of woman, born of a mother. Mary was indeed Jesus' true biological mother. And Saint Joseph was Jesus' adoptive father, foster father, true father. Together they formed a true human family, a perfect family. See, the only perfect family, the only one that could mirror the Trinity in a sense. Holy Family, the earthly Trinity, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. So in this way, by becoming a member of a family, Jesus elevated all the more the dignity, the beauty of the family and family life. Christmas, therefore, is a preeminent feast of the family and for the family. Not only was Christ born into a family, he lived the vast majority of his life in the context of family life, nearly 30 years living in that home at Nazareth with Mary and Joseph. And those 30 years were, yes, in a preparation for his three-year period of public ministry to be culminated with his saving death on the cross and his resurrection. But those 30 years at Nazareth were already years of redemptive work on the part of Jesus. By his fidelity to family life on a day-to-day basis, it was by his loving obedience to his parents, by his diligent fulfillment of daily work, tasks, working alongside St. Joseph in the carpenter shop for many years, by his prayers at home with his parents or in the synagogue when they went together, and even by their leisurely time spent regularly together at the home of Nazareth in joyful and needed recreation. During all that, Jesus was redeeming us, saving us, being faithful as a member of his family. So Jesus lived out to the full what he himself had made with the Father and the Holy Spirit, the family and family life. Today's feast calls for a renewal of family life, beginning with Christian families, because Christian families have a special responsibility to live out family life in all of its truth, goodness, and beauty as a most eloquent way to praise God and to evangelize a world that's losing its understanding and appreciation of family life. That is, family life intended by God. But in order to do this, Christian families must themselves, be very much focused on God, united with God, especially through prayer, family prayer. It's so important today, so essential. As Father Patrick Peyton, the rosary priest, never tired of saying, in which you've heard many times, you know so well, the quote, "The family that prays together stays together." And that's all the more true today when family prayers so much all the more needed amidst the devastation of the family in today's world. Families need to pray together, to stay together. Going to Sunday Mass together, or maybe even more often, Mass throughout the week, maybe even daily Mass together as a family if that's possible, but at the very least Sunday Mass. Praying the rosary in the home together, at least trying to, maybe periodically, if you can't do it daily. Maybe trying to pray maybe a decade of the rosary a day as a family. Be good to try to do that. Or some other prayers. Praying before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, perhaps on occasion, maybe weekly. Make a weekly visit to our Lord. Even if it's not for a whole holy hour, but maybe for some minutes together, as prayer as a family. Have our Lord bless you, your whole family. So powerful is Eucharistic adoration. Praying at meals, of course, together, maybe after meals as well. So praying together in these moments, all this will keep Christian families together and grow together in happiness and holiness. The problems that afflict families today, again, especially Christian families, are numerous and grave, frighteningly so compared to previous decades. There's widespread divorce. Divorce rate among Catholics is not much different than their secular counterparts and their peers. Contraception, this too, has affected Catholic couples. Abortion. And there's pornography, a worldwide pandemic that harms marriages and families so much. The alternative forms or deformities, we could say, of marriage that violate the unique complementarity and exclusivity of one man and one woman in marriage, that lifelong covenant relationship, which is the only form of marriage, valid marriage, marriage as God intended. There's no other form. Other things that harm family life are the addiction to social media today, and the various forms of media that easily tend to isolate spouses from one another, spending more time with their various gadgets rather than with each other. And the children too, isolated from each other, from their parents, leaving practically little or no quality time together as a family. We have to be careful not to let these things harm our families and marriages, let alone destroy them. With prophetic insight and foresight, Sister Lucia Fatima once wrote in a letter to a cardinal, "The final battle between the Lord and the reign of Satan will be about marriage and the family." The Christian family is in a very special way, the hope of the church. It is the domestic church, or should be, a church in miniature. It is the seedbed of grace and holiness, the Christian family, which will bear much good fruit, spiritual fruit, with, we pray, you know, well-formed, virtuous children, holy vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life, married life, and even the single life. Graver the challenges that Christian families must face today, grave, therefore, is the need, the responsibility to pray, pray as much as you can as a family to overcome these challenges. May all families, all of you, look to the Holy Family, not just today, but often, maybe every day, as a constant model for inspiration, imitation, as well as a continuous source of strength and intercession for your family. So should your family stay close to the Holy Family, it too will become a holy family. A family that will give fitting glory and praise to what we can call the divine family, the origin of all family life, the most holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so be it. Praise be Jesus and Mary.